Supercomputing on a shoestring. This is Front Page Research from Jefferson Lab, and I'm J.T. Kelly. From scanning the human genome for disease-causing genes to precisely forecasting the weather, cluster computers are performing complex calculations that were once the domain of supercomputers. At Jefferson Lab, cluster computers explore some of the most difficult questions in nuclear physics. The people behind these technological wonders are the members of JLab's High Performance Computing Group, led by Chip Watson. So what is high performance computing?
It's using large computing resources to calculate something. In our case, we're calculating the theory that corresponds to the experiments that run in Jefferson Lab.
That theory is quantum chromodynamics, or QCD. QCD describes how quarks and gluons build protons, neutrons, and other particles. Watson says the theory can't be solved with pencil and paper. To handle these tough calculations, Watson's group used off-the-shelf components to build three cluster computers. Each cluster contains a series of powerful desktop computers. These computers run the same operating system and are all linked together by high-speed connections. This allows them to work together as one big brain.
The problem is divided up into smaller parts so that each computer works on one part of the problem, and then we use a high-speed network to connect all the computers together so they can communicate their partial solutions to each other.
So what sorts of problems are JLab's clusters tackling? Robert Edwards, a staff scientist in the JLab theory group, says the clusters use lattice quantum chromodynamics, or LQCD, to solve problems. LQCD is a numerical approach to solving QCD. It allows scientists to calculate how subatomic particles behave by creating a virtual representation of the minuscule space between subatomic particles. Watson says a typical problem put to the cluster computers at JLab takes about a year to calculate.
But of course, we don't run the problem for 1 year, because if something went wrong 9 months into it, then you would have lost everything. Instead, solving this large problem is broken up into pieces of about 8 hours, and the application then saves its state on disk and then restarts again. So if a computer fails at any point, we just have to roll back to the last checkpoint, the last time we've saved data.
JLab's clusters are funded through the Scientific Discovery through Advanced Computing, or SCIDAC program, in the Department of Energy's Office of Science. Watson says SCIDAC also funds supercomputers, which churn out answers to problems that cluster computers can't hack. In fact, some of these calculations form the basis for simpler problems that are later put to cluster computers.
What's different about our computers is that we've carefully optimized them for our science applications so that the dollars per megaflop is the best in the world.
Watson says while cluster computers have earned a place in cutting-edge science, it's not likely they'll completely replace supercomputers anytime soon. Thomas Jefferson National Accelerator Facility is a Department of Energy Office of Science research facility located in Newport News, Virginia, and is managed by the Southeastern Universities Research Association.